Park City's winter sports school is growing. This is the first year that the once private school is operating as a public charter to fill the needs of students who train and compete in winter sports. Head of school Dave Kaufman says the school started with 100 in-state students in April. Another 13 out-of-state students joined them in June, nearly tripling their enrollment from a year ago. As a charter school, Utah residents may attend for essentially free, as opposed to the thousands of dollars that they had to pay in tuition until now. However, those who have moved in from out of state are still required to pay tuition.
Everybody pays the required fees, whether they're in state or out of state, and that's just a few hundred dollars. And then the tuition for out of state students is, I believe, $13,250. And it has to be set at a level such that it is obvious to myself, to the state, to everybody that they are truly funding their own education, because if they don't pay taxes locally, then they can't come in and get their education subsidized by the Utah tax base. So that's why their tuition level is what it is.
The school, he says, has a wide variety of winter athletes, none, however, who play hockey, speed skate, or curl. Even though enrollment has increased, he only had to hire a couple of new teachers. Class sizes, however, have grown from 12 last year to about 22 this year.
So it did grow for sure, but we've kept it reasonable, I think, given what average class sizes are throughout the state in public education.
As a public charter school, he has to follow state requirements, so that means adding a half unit of geography, adding career and technical education classes, and officially adopting the Common Core, which he says they were already teaching. He also has to have someone available to help with any special education needs.
We don't have to offer anything other than a college preparatory curriculum. So, you know, other than the career and technical education stuff, there's really not much in the way of VOTEC or anything like that. And we're not required to offer that. But if someone needs accommodations to perform up to their full potential in a college preparatory curriculum, then we have to help them out. And we've contracted with the right people to do that.
The school had been run out of trailers at the Utah Olympic Sports Park. Since then, they've renovated a building on Highway 224 and moved in July 14th. For the first few months of school this year, classes were held at Temple Har Shalom. The school is approved for up to 200 students, but Kaufman says they'll need to raise money to install an elevator and a second set of stairs to the second floor before that can happen.
Whether we can truly accommodate the growth depends on fundraising, quite frankly, because right now we've renovated the first floor of the existing structure. That's enough for 120 students probably as a maximum. And beyond that, you really need to renovate the upstairs or you need to expand the footprint. But we've kind of done what we can afford to do with financing. So we'll be approaching the community over the next weeks and months and see if the level of support and interest is there that allows us to go upstairs. And
that's Dave Kaufman with the Winter Sports School. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.